Welcome to this special presentation of Thews on the News, the first Republican presidential debate leading up to election 2024 is in the books. Gonna give my commentary. It was a very interesting start, very bumpy, a lot of things learned. Gonna give you the analysis right after this. Stay tuned.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals, but I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Hello, Michiana. This is Keith. Keith Thews on the News. The first debate is over with there in Milwaukee. The first step toward election 2024. Let's take a look, in my opinion, on the professionalism, the non-professionalism, the viewpoints, the attitudes, and everything else of the candidates there on the stage for Fox News. It was a very bumpy, I will add, awkward start, but very eye-opening there in Milwaukee as far as viewpoints were concerned. And so let's start breaking it down one part at a time, one person at a time. One person I think that definitely imploded, and you guys definitely see this in the polls, is Vivek Ramaswamy. Overreaching ideas, but very, definitely a generational distance between him at age 38 and the rest that were a lot older. We have just a generational difference in viewpoints, professionalism, experience, and ideas, and it definitely showed this evening up there on the stage. I was not very impressed myself, as well as other folks in the House, which you're going to hear tonight from in this podcast. I wasn't very impressed with Vivek Ramaswamy. Yeah, he's a good speaker. I give it to him there. But he said some things, and it was very eye-opening. So let me begin with Vivek Ramaswamy in this one. He had a base that was cheering him on and stood for him. But you have somebody here that openly said that climate change is a hoax. That's one of the things he said. Openly, bluntly, that climate change is a hoax. It is not a hoax. It's real. Look at what's been happening this year and last year with the heat, the storms, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's real. It's really showing. And I'm a conservative person, and I can definitely see that something's been afoot for him to openly say, this is a hoax, trying to be tough, it did not work. The other thing that really didn't set well, Israel and other countries, his viewpoint is, you know, China's an issue. The Russia-China relationship is an issue, and it really was spoken a lot of tonight in the debate. But as far as he's concerned, he also talked out of both sides of his mouth. When he got into an argument with Nikki Haley, one moment he was talking, saying, and I'm paraphrasing here, we shouldn't deal with Israel. And then the next moment is, we do need to deal with Israel. You know, I'm paraphrasing here. You can't give up, in my opinion, on the Israelis. You know, it's a godly thing there. And if you push them off to the side, and then you're, and his idea, it would be a disaster if you push them on the side. Biblically, I will say. You got to have that partnership with Israel, that buddy system. The other thing is, he wants to basically say that we shouldn't worry about what's going on over there. And as far as there being Europe, that he just wants to go ahead and let Russia win over Ukraine. And he openly said it. That let the Russians basically win and give it to Putin, forget Ukraine. You know, he thinks he wants to focus on China by dismissing the Ukraine situation, but you can't dismiss Ukraine. They were invaded by the Russians. They deserve their own sovereignty in their own country. And during that exchange, I have to say that Nikki Haley was very professional in how she handled herself. I think, going back to Ramaswamy for my final thoughts, that we have somebody that he's really got to change his views and his attitude, because he's definitely going to be struggling here on out, and it's definitely going to show. Now let's talk about Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSanctimonious, those of you who are Trump fans. Also, started off coming out being the tough, blunt individual. That didn't go over very well. In a similar way to the way that Vivek Ramaswamy was talking. Basically, you need to soften your tone and be more professional. And it took several minutes. But Ron did simmer down in how he talks. But I think tonight, it's not going to help him in reaching people. I think the professionalism went to others. And I'll go over those in just a little bit, who also was very professional in handling themselves in debate number one. You know, the other thing that Ron DeSantis wants to be is an isolationist. Don't worry about what's out there, worry about what's home. And that did not work at the end of World War II, or at the beginning of, I should say, the end of the Great Depression, the beginning of World War II. When people like Charles Lindbergh were isolationist, let America worry about America, let that be a thing over there. It didn't work. And it's still not going to work. You've got to have a president, and I'll agree with Nikki Haley, that can take care of two sides, both domestically and internationally, because that's the way the world works. And if you have people who are being oppressed and attacked, you need to handle it. And we definitely don't want to be in a situation where you're going to start a third world war. So let's talk about, so I'm going to say definitely Vivek's going to lose in the polls, unless he can change something. Ron DeSantis in my opinion, didn't gain any serious traction. And speaking of Vivek, he openly, you know, it was openly mentioned that you have that citizenship test, civics test for people that are seniors, high schoolers. He also, he wants to get rid of the Department of Education and the FBI and Nuclear Regulatory Commission, stuff like that. That isn't gonna win you any votes. So those are the two that suffered, I think, tonight. Now, professionalism. And you're gonna definitely hear it out of the two I interviewed at home, my adoptive mom and our great friend and housemate, Roy. Mike Pence, Nikki Haley, Governor Christie, and Asa Hutchinson, I think they conducted themselves professionally up there on stage. And I think that's worth observation and a second look to these candidates. You have, let's talk about Nikki Haley. Ladies first. Nikki Haley conducted herself very professionally. She backhanded it to Vivek on stage, as did a number of others. You know, she basically stated, you need to have Israel, you need to have a way to take care of and stop a third world war. You know, she talked calmly. She got angry when it was needed, and I think she definitely conducted herself with professional attitude, a way a president needs to be. Mike Pence, big improvement. I think Mike Pence, I know there's a lot of hate for Mike Pence because he was the yes man for Trump, and a lot of the MAGA nuts think that he did not give what Trump wanted. And there were those, obviously, January 6th, that built the gallows for his neck, which was definitely wrong. But Mike Pence showed his experience. Yes, he did support Trump in a lot of ways in the administration. But in a lot of other ways, he spoke of his own and for himself, and he conducted himself very professionally, and he came out swinging and show a debater, whether, you know, mostly on Vivek because of the age, but also in many other avenues as well. And Governor Christie telling it like it is about Trump, as well as Asa Hutchinson. Asa, kind of the quiet person there, talking about the problems with Trump as well. I think that Governor Christie, him and Pence seemed a little shy at first getting, and Ron DeSantis getting answered, or getting answers started. But if you look at this, as far as distracted by the police driving by, but if you look at Governor Christie, he openly stated how he felt. You could tell his genuineness, as well as Asa Hutchinson. He's not going to support Donald Trump either. And he says we need to basically move on with no Trump. Asa Hutchinson using the 14th Amendment to justify the fact that Trump is not fit for another term in office. So that also impressed me. Now let's talk about the other. We had two people there on stage, go or go homers. We have Governor Burgum from North Dakota. using the small town rosiness, middle America might work for the people there in Iowa for the caucus and sound great, but it's not going to work for the people in Los Angeles, for the people in New York City, Chicago, Illinois, and the other major towns. And you also have Tim Scott. Tim had a few good lines. He came in professionally when he needed to. But I think Tim Scott also wasn't given that look. And I think right now, if you had to do this again, I don't think we're going to have a good success with Tim Scott and Governor Burgum. Also, Governor Burgum seemed a little bit out of place in himself on that stage, wanting to say that he's fifth president, but he just didn't quite seem fit in my view of how he looked and spoke. It just seemed not in a mean way, but just didn't seem like comfortable, if you will. And maybe you can agree with me or disagree with me on that. So let's see, who else have I not brought up tonight? We had DeSantis, we had Tim Scott, Asa Hutchinson, Governor Christie, Mike Pence. I think we've covered pretty much all of them, in my opinion. So I think definitely Governor Christie will go up in the polls some. Mike Pence will go up in the polls. Nikki Haley will go up in the polls. And the next debate is going to be on Fox Business Channel. So you'll have to watch it on cable. Now let's talk about how the debate was bumpy. You have the moderators from Fox trying to corral eight adults on the stage. And to be honest with you, it was like trying for a teacher to manage a recess crowd. They obviously, like many other debates, overtalked their time. The crowd booed and cheered their appropriate comments and candidates. And it was a learning experience for, I think, Fox News in how to conduct a debate. I think they're definitely going to be learning from this one. And hopefully when Fox Business goes and does the next debate, that they'll learn. And also I think for the eight candidates themselves, if they are qualified to be back for round number two, that they'll definitely have a feeling on where they, you know, what needs to be and the professionalism, things like that. Now, I'm not sure what Fox Business is going to bring up in the style of questions, because tonight we talked about abortion, and the thing that disturbed me is them talking about abortions up to the point of birth. And I had some comments that were made by one of the few that participated in the discussion tonight. Let me go ahead and bring up those comments tonight. Let's see here. Sandra and I, we had two chat rooms going on tonight. Sandra, she was saying that no state has abortion on demand up until birth, never has. She also had a comment with Linda. Linda was talking about, I believe Vivek Ramaswamy saying that he's a billionaire, spends millions on campaigns. And also Sandra was agreeing with me too, is Governor DeSantis was using George Soros as far as a name that's used as evil in conservative circles, the money man for Democratic liberal ventures. And he said he fired a couple of folks because they were funded by George Soros. You know, Rhonda, that did not seem to fit and just seemed extremely awkward. And Sandra even said about Ron DeSantis, she said she was talking back to Linda and said that Florida has the worst inflation in the nation. It's just how bad Hungary is compared to the rest of Europe. So the other thing that wasn't mentioned, at least as much as I could see the debate, is woke policies. And I'm sure there'll be more talks about the woke agenda in future debates, but I didn't hear hardly anything mentioned about that. So those are my thoughts. Who won? Who lost? I have to say the overall winner, I think, tonight really is Mike Pence. That's my take. And second place, Governor Christie. And the other two at the bottom was Vivek and Ron DeSantis in this one. I look forward, let's go ahead and get the comments when we come back from my adoptive mom, Christine, and our good friend Roy on their thoughts for what they saw tonight in round number one of debate 2023 season. You're listening to Thews on the News special edition countdown to election 2024.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
This is high blood pressure. Get back on your plan. Go to loweryourhbp.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
And welcome to the second part of the show on the comments and thoughts on the first debate of the 2024 election held on the 23rd of August there in Milwaukee. And so getting some comments in the house, and my adopted mom, Christine, definitely did not like hearing from Vivek Ramaswamy showing immaturity. And who else was it that you had mentioned that you did not care for tonight? Oh, Tim Scott. Okay. But you did like Mike Pence. Okay. So she obviously did like Mike Pence. But also join me is Roy Menifee, who lives here at the house. And Roy, you had your thoughts on who had chips on their shoulders tonight.
I don't know. I can't pronounce his name.
Vivek.
Vivek?
Yeah.
Has a big old chip on his shoulder. And so does one of those other governors.
Governor Ron?
Yeah. Governor Ron has a chip on his shoulder. They both act like spoiled little brats up there, trying to get their way by over-talking the other person. Now, when I grew up, you don't do that. Let the other person talk, then you say your piece. Mm-hmm. And that's all I got to say.
All right, so who held the best out of the bunch?
Pence.
Pence. All right, explain why tonight.
I liked what he said.
Okay.
He spoke from the Bible. He wants to, well, I hope he wants to bring God back in the country, in the government, and back in the schools. I hope. I pray that he does. And that's all I got to say.
Okay. So was there, you also mentioned to me during the time that Governor Christie also impressed you in some ways. What made him also maybe a second choice on tonight?
You know, I don't remember. I like him, what he was saying. I don't really remember what he was saying, but I did like him. Hate that when my mind goes blank.
That's all right. But you're also saying that Vivek Ramaswamy was acting just like a spoiled kid.
Spoiled little brat. Is what he is, a spoiled little brat.
Okay, and so you were also concerned about his ideas towards Israel, too.
Oh, yeah, he wants to not give Israel any help if there comes a war over there. And another thing I don't like about that guy is he wants every high school senior to take the same test that immigrants have to take to become a citizen of this United States, which I think is BS, because they're already a citizen of this United States.
All right, so there are some comments, so we look forward to the next one. Christine, did you have any final thoughts you had on tonight, anything that surprised you?
Well, I'll say one thing, Mike Pence, he has shown us in the past that he's honest.
Okay.
And honesty, I think, would goes a long way for a president. I want somebody that our children can look up to and respect. And I think Mike Pence is a person.
Was there anybody else that impressed you tonight? Or any other comments that surprised you or impressed you? Nothing else?
No.
But obviously you said Vivek Ramaswamy was acting like a kid.
He didn't impress me at all.
All right. All right. Well, there are some comments from in the House tonight. We'll be back with more after this.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
And I want to thank all of you for joining us on this podcast with commentary here at the House and from myself on this first debate. So we'll be ready for it the next time. I invite all of you on the next podcast to send a voice message, commentary on how you enjoyed it. I want to thank Linda and I want to thank Sandra for their comments in the chat. And anybody else, I want to thank all of you for watching the pre-chat that I had. We're making this more interactive throughout the fall. And if you want to make addition to this particular podcast, we have the link to send me a voicemail and I'll add it to this podcast. Also, thank you, Jose Manriquez. Good to hear from you again. And so this concludes debate number one, commentary, and we'll look forward to debate number two in another episode of Thews on the News. Take care, everybody. God bless, and we'll see you the next time on Thews on the News. Let us share us on Facebook. God bless.